Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the importance of the divinely appointed leadership, the divinely appointed imam. You know, this is something which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, it's a very famous verse, the verse regarding the perfection of religion. God Almighty says, "Today I have perfected your religion for you, and I have completed my blessing upon you, and I have approved Islam as your religion." Right? Which this is the context of this verse is that, you know, this was revealed after the event of Ghadir, in which the Prophet designated Imam Ali alayhi salam as his official successor. And the fact that God Almighty says that after this event occurred, religion was perfected and God's blessing upon the Ummah was completed. You know, this indicates the fact that this imamat, this concept, is this this office is something very important and significant. In this connection, Imam Qadhim alayhi salam said the following. Imamat is the light, or is a light, and that is the purport of his saying in the Holy Quran, "So have faith in Allah and his apostle and the light which we have sent down." He, alayhi salam, says, the light is their imam. The light is their imam. So here in this verse of the Holy Quran, as per the interpretation of Imam Al-Qadhim, alayhi salam, Imam Qadhim says that this the imamat is a light, and God paired this the belief in this light, the belief in the imamat, with the belief in God and his prophet. This shows the significance of this. In the same way, Imam Ridha alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "And it was revealed in the Prophet's farewell pilgrimage during the end of his life, 'Today I have perfected your religion for you.' And the issue of imamat is the completion of the religion." Similarly, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "Verily, imamat is the basis of the progressive Islam." The actual word is al-Islam an-nami, Islam that grows, the Islam that progresses, the Islam that moves forward, as well as its lofty branches. Perhaps the idea is that without the imam, the actual living imam, to lead the Islamic community, the Islam, the religion of Islam, would be stagnant. It wouldn't be able to evolve and change and you know, maybe adapt to circumstances of the times. And that's why, again, why it's so significant. Again, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "Verily, imamat is the reins of religion, the ruling system of the Muslims, the prosperity for the world and an honor for the believers." The Imam mentions three characteristics for the Imam. First of all, it's the reins of religion. It controls the religion. It's the ruling system of the Muslims. It's the system which, with which the Muslims are ruled, and it leads to the prosperity for the world and the honor for the believers. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of the divinely appointed leadership in the words of Imam Ar-Ridha, in the words of Imam Al-Qadhim alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد